You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Eliezer, after pleading to Ribono Shel Olam, all of a sudden he sees a little girl, and then she goes to the well. What was her name? Rivra Imenu. Right. So then all of a sudden he runs toward her. What happened all of a sudden that he ran toward her? So he noticed that the water rise, you know, in front of her feet. So then, what did he do?
She offered.
So now we see he also had some gifts for her, jewelry and so on. When did he give it to her?
Right after he fed the camel.
After he fed the camel?
Yeah, she offered to go home because they have tent and they have place for them to sleep.
No, he gave it beforehand, no? Before. No, but what else did she do after? What's the story after water in general? What did she do with the water?
She gave water to all the camels.
Before it?
Before it, gave it to Eliezer.
Okay, and then from the same water she gave, or was it different water?
No, different water.
What was the different water?
She emptied and then she went to get more water.
And then from the same well? Same one, yeah. Because if you pay attention to what exactly the scenario was, because first he says that she gave water, and then he says later, Vayishab, says she draw water. So there's a difference here. Something happened.
Did she throw away the water that he drank in order to give the camel? She took a new water, no?
But from where? But it seems like if the water came up,
right,
she doesn't need to draw water, right?
Right.
But here the Torah says she drew water. She had to, you know, bring the water up. It's a very puzzling thing, no? So Rashi HaKadosh, as you studied the Rashi, explains a very beautiful thing. At the time that she wanted water for herself, for Eliezer, the water came up. But at the time that she wanted to give water to the camel, water didn't come up.
She had to draw the water.
But why? Why?
Because they had to draw the water for the people in works, but not for the animals.
No? Why? It's not mitzvah to give water to camels?
It is.
It is?
It is.
So what difference does it make? If the water comes up for her and Eliezer, it should come up for the camels too. So now here, Tosafot is teaching us a very important lesson, and that is, at the time that she wanted to use the water for herself and for Eliezer, it was not a mitzvah. But after, when she wanted to give the water to the camels, it was a mitzvah. So now here we learn that when you like to find out, am I doing a mitzvah or not? Is it a mitzvah or not?
You have to put your own effort in it.
So now, here we learn from Rivka Imenu, Allah Shalom, very important lesson. If it's easy, and it goes smoothly, so it means it's not a mitzvah. But if it's hard, it's a challenge, and you have to work hard for it, then that's a mitzvah. So now here we see from Shomayim, like it's very interesting, Eliezer didn't give her the jewelry. It was not official yet. Why? Because one good move is even greater than 100 miracles. So that means even though that he sees that the water came up, such a miracle, but he was not impressed by it. But when he sees Eliezer, that Rivka Imenu is willing to go through the hardship to do mitzvah, to draw the water, say, this is the one. That's the one. So that was when that he gave her the jewelry that became official. So now here, the beautiful message here is, anytime that you like to know my life is a mitzvah or not, so the more challenge that you have, so that means you're full of mitzvah. Yeah. But if it goes easy and, you know, it's smooth, so that means, such a boring life. But when it's challenging, so that means you are full of mitzvah. Hashem is like, you know, to be always asuk be mitzvah. It's going to be a shu'ot, besolot tovot, semachot lekol am Yisrael, amen ki ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.